Pickaxe.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Folks, welcome to Dungeons and Randomness. Since 2012, myself and an amazing cast of 18 have been telling stories in our homebrew world of Theria. Four different groups explore lost ruins, run for political office, rage against a mad king, set sail to long forgotten islands, and so much more. Every group has a different story and flavor, and every season or arc has a new set of groups and stories, all building the history of our world with every single session. Literally hundreds of hours of stories are waiting for you as part of the Pickaxe Network. Check out Dungeons and Randomness wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll see you around the table.
Every year that goes by, I feel more and more like my dad, you know, just with things I don't understand.
Do you remember that time he almost fell off the roof?
My dad? Yeah. What a wild time.
It's just a matter of time. You'll be out there. Right. Looks like there's something in the guttering.
I won't have my glasses on.
There's something in the guttering. You get the ladder out.
What's that in the guttering? Better go and sort it out because I don't want to leak. I've already had loads of leaks.
Yeah.
I'm not calling a guy out. It'll take weeks and then he'll be like, oh, I haven't got the parts. He'll turn up without a ladder. I'll be like, what? You're a gutter man. Where's your ladder? I don't bring it. It's like, why not? Yeah, it's just I look at the gutter and see if I can climb up there, and if I can't, I'll go get the ladder. It's fucking what? It's nonsense, isn't it?
What if he has stilts he usually uses?
Usually just put me stilts on. It's a bit too high up, though, your roof. Can't reach up
there.
This
is what I'm talking about.
I got one of those extender things that old people have to pick up things from the floor. You know those things, the little grabby...
I bet they have like a fucking, like some sort of chimney sweep equipment. They shove up the gutter from down and then it like goes in on the roof, so they don't even have to bother.
Probably use drones.
With a brush, a little scrubber on it.
Probably use drones these days.
I don't know. I don't feel like guttermen have moved on in the last 100 years. My dad were gutterman. His father, gutterman. James Gutterman is my name. Gutterman and son. For company. Make a good living cleaning gutters.
They'd be proud of me.
I've modernised the guttering industry. Hang on.
There was a bee. Fly. A bee? Why would you swat a bee?
Well, it's fine. Look,
they're endangered.
They are endangered.
They're endangered.
It was danger to you.
Get out. Fuck's sake.
We only started. We have started. That was it. So what's in the... Well, not in the news. What's the not news? What's not in the news?
No, it's in the news, but it's not news. I guess you could ask, what's in the not news today, Simon?
Yeah.
What's in the not news? We didn't do the...
Oh, we didn't. Hello and welcome to Simon's...
Pee-pee!
I remember it.
I can't believe we forgot.
You're listening to Simon's...
Pee-pee!
We could do some little bumpers for them.
Yeah. Pickaxe.
What, for the start? That's the start.
It's Boba's. Pickaxe.
Does Boba do a different one?
Yeah.
Have we got different...
For feels on meals. Meals on feels. Feels on meals. Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's good to shout those guys out. They're doing a great job. What's in the not news today? Let's stop going off topic.
What's in the not news today? Yeah, it's important that we stay on topic. Now, this one is going to blow your mind. Remember, this is not news.
This is definitely not news, no.
Not news. So, are you a fan of Love Island?
No. I don't think I've ever watched a single episode of Love Island. I'm sorry.
It's a reality...
I'm aware of it.
I won't have to explain it to people that don't know what it is.
I feel like...
Do you want to do it? Explain what Love Island is.
Love Island is a reality TV show for working class people, featuring working class people who are young dumb, attractive though, and on an island, and it's about trying to get them to fuck. Am I, is that right?
Yes.
Good.
The aim is to become a celebrity.
Is it?
They arrive nobodies and they leave celebrities.
How do they, do they though? But isn't that all reality TV shows?
Yes.
Okay.
But the twist is that they have sex, I guess.
Yeah, that is it. That is literally it. People love it. It, you know, people go crazy for it.
I'm trying to think who it was. Was it, I'm trying to think whose stream I was watching. They were like, maybe it was Daff. Where the fuck is Daff? Where the fuck is he?
Have we got this far through the podcast?
Fuck?
We forgot to do
what
the intro.
The fuck?
We talked about nonsense
okay,
for don't ages.
Panic. Don't panic.
Maybe he's okay.
My boy?
Daff!
Daff!
Daff! Daff! What kind of noise do you make to bring get a dog to come to you? I don't know why I was making that.
Borita!
There's cake in the kitchen. That was sent down.
Oh, I know what's saying. Hang on, here we are.
The Welsh National Anthem.
Has he got the lyrics?
Official vocal instrumental anthem of Wales. Are you ready? There's no sound. And no lyrics. This isn't helpful at all.
We got no
watching
sound.
Watching a video on YouTube
what
with no
fuck?
Sound or lyrics.
Okay, this says
give us
lyrics.
A fucking break, dude. Okay. All
we
right.
got no sound.
We
hang
don't
on.
Need sound, just you sing it.
Okay, all right, hang on. Where's the...
How can we carry this podcast on without our lovely little...
May handle our thee. They are dying our I'm not very good.
Fucking great, really but good. It's like it's you're a veritable Tom Jones, but you're going to yeah. injure yourself if you start at that volume. Christ.
You've got, that's how you got to sing it.
Fucking.
Can't whisper it.
Can you not?
You got to give it your all.
Is that the secret?
What are we going to do?
Do you want me to go and find him?
Where the I'm just worried that something's happened to him.
You can't focus without him.
Where's my boy? My boy!
Hang on.
What have they done to my boy?
Hang on.
I'll like film this bit on my phone so we have it.
Okay, all right.
We've got to find him.
Hello?
It sounded like you put his shoe back.
Dad? Dad? Oh my God, even the other one's gone.
Has anyone seen Dad?
He's at home.
The dog.
Hang on, where's the... We're going to have the Fiesta Cat instead. We're going to have the Fiesta Cat. Okay.
All right, come here. Come on. This is my son!
This isn't planned. We didn't plan this. Someone's stolen our fucking dog. He's been dognapped. Is it not in here somewhere?
It's not in here.
Are you sure?
Look, I definitely... I mean, I've checked everywhere.
Oh, he's
in here.
What?
You say I am.
Oh, he's been replaced though. It's too late.
Awkward.
What a bloody palaver. Does it look good?
No. Does weird. It looks like it's a sort of eye patch situation going on.
What?
Like a double eye patch. Was it supposed to be?
It's 3D glasses. Okay, so Love Island. We were talking about Love Island. The hit, high-rated ITV reality TV show.
I'm sure it's global now. Everyone's doing it.
Shanice Fudge.
I reckon it's pronounced like Steve. Do you know what I mean? Her name's probably like Steve Fudge.
I think
Fudge.
It's probably nearer to Shanice. So Fudge. She's from Bristol. Probably the most famous person in Bristol.
Probably. Fudge. Fudge.
And she was wearing her brand new Crocs when she went for a walk.
Right.
And then she stood in a dog's poo.
So Crocs are plastic sandals, right?
Yes.
That
with holes in.
Hipsters like to wear.
So there's holes in them, right?
Right.
And so, she steps in poo, dog poo.
Now, obviously,
how she knew it was dog poo? I don't know.
Maybe she saw it coming. Maybe she saw the dog do it.
Right.
Did she do this on purpose?
Oh, to get in the headlines.
I mean, she's already done awful things, I'm sure. You know, on
genocide.
Love Island.
Genocide.
No.
Oh, right.
She's lost all of her dignity on telly.
Well, that's very mean to say.
And become reality TV star.
I don't know what she's done. I'm just going to assume she's a good egg. She often keeps her followers posted with her antics whenever she comes back to Bristol for the weekend.
Okay. And her latest antics are she stepped in dog poo.
No. You're skipping ahead in the story.
Sorry, that was the best. Right, no, there's more.
Shanice is very close with her siblings and often includes them in her posts and stories on Instagram. She headed out to Lee Woods on June the 12th.
We know where that is.
With her sister Amber, the influencer.
Yep.
Who has lived in London since finding fame in the ITV2
reality dating show.
It's not even on ITV, it's on ITV2. Reality dating show took her beloved apricot cockapoo, Nala.
What the fuck is that? What's an apricot cockapoo?
An apricot.
Sounds apricot delicious.
Cockapoo. Here we fucking go. Here we fucking go. Nala the cockapoo. What's a good one?
That one with the guy eating it.
The guy eating it?
Yeah.
He's not eating it, he's kissing.
Licking it.
This is Luke Trotman. Luke Trotman and
Shanice
Fudge.
They sound like scat lovers.
With Nala the apricot cockapoo.
Oh, cockapoo.
Great eyebrows.
They all have poo in their name, all three of them.
What?
Scatman. What was he called? Trotman. There's Luke. No one else enjoy.
Luke Trotman has no not one got else, poo in his name.
Trotman, he's got the trots.
Oh, I see, right. What do you reckon her accent is?
I don't think she's a Bristol lass, is she? Or is she? Is she from Bristol originally?
How's a Bristol accent?
Me lover, it's all of the...
Right, my lover!
It's not that bad.
We're just taking the dogs out. We're at Lee Woods in Bristol. We love it up here. It's so lush. The dogs absolutely love it.
She must have...
And then she posts, no, I'm devastated. She's gone Welsh. And they're dog poo on her Crocs.
Look at those bright white Crocs.
Bright, they look more cream.
You can't go for a walk in Lee Woods
or not expect to have shit on your shoes at the end of the day.
With bright white shoes on. Who's doing that? Look how clean they are.
Shanice Fudge, apparently.
They look like sort of hospital shoes or something, don't they? These white. They look like some sort of weird therapy shoes.
Maybe she's vegan. Doesn't wear leather shoes.
No, hardly anyone wears leather shoes nowadays.
What?
Do they? I think it's all plastic.
What shoes have you got on?
Doc Martens.
Doc Martens, that's leather.
What have you got on?
Socks. I've got my socks, Lewis. Look. Check out my socks.
Where are your shoes, though? Where are your leather shoes? Have you got leather?
Oh, God, I'm a bit shaky. It's a bit of an odd...
Bearing in mind it's the hottest day
it's a bit of, an
of
odd
the
angle.
Year today.
Yeah.
Your feet don't smell.
Thanks.
Yeah, I would have
Maybe
thought...
Maybe it's because I... You notice the bottom of the soles is wet because of the fucking
on
water you
yeah.
left. Yeah.
That's Thanks. What it was for.
Oh, thank
little
you.
Little foot bath.
Oh, thank you.
Cool
That's
you
very
down.
Sweet.
I know, very sensitive. So what, we're looking at a croc with poo on it. Again, this is definitely not news, is
oh,
it? You're right. But
story.
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that. I would say this is a thing that happened.
Brand new mint green Crocs, apparently.
Updating her fans on her devastation, the star said, no, guys, I'm sorry, but I've just worn my brand new Crocs to Lee Woods and I've just stood in shit. Except she said it in a Bristol accent, not whatever accent I did for her.
Shanice has been spending a lot of her weekends in Bristol as of late, often visiting West Country hotspots like IKEA and Cabot Circus.
That's not... Okay. No, do you know what?
IKEA. Sure.
She is very much focusing on herself and her spirituality nowadays.
She's unemployed.
She's spending time working on herself.
She's unemployed.
Anyway.
Shanice Fudge.
Sounds lovely.
Stood in dog poo.
Let's get in. Get in touch. She's got loads
Reach
of people
out
have
to
dogs
us,
here.
Shanice. I know she listens to the podcast.
Well, as a Bristol local, you know, we need to stick together. You know, we take them as you find them. Yeah.
That's very true. That's very true.
Is that right?
We are very take as you find us.
And that's what I would say.
Yeah.
Neither of us being from Bristol.
No.
Simon is from beautiful Cotswolds.
Yeah, which is like 15 miles, I think, where the Cotswolds starts or something. It's pretty far, 15 miles away.
He likes this.
Have you missed him?
I think I missed him more than you did.
I was the one that had like a breakdown when I realised he wasn't here.
That's true.
You didn't even fucking notice.
I did. I just didn't. I didn't express it physically in the way that you did. I'm better at controlling my emotions, but that doesn't mean they're any less strong.
What are you, a fucking Vulcan? Jesus Christ! I consider this non-news.
I think I just when you say fudge,
yeah,
I just think of poo. I don't know why. Do you know what I mean? So I've just been thinking constantly of a very kind of...
Do you need to have
fudgy...
a poo?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I just think it's a very poopy-looking thing, fudge. You know?
I mean, it can be. Yeah.
And it's such a comedy name.
Fudge. I've never heard of anyone with the surname Fudge.
Who's taken seriously. But, well, I guess, you know, it's not like she's running for Prime Minister.
Wow. Who knows?
If your nickname was like... If your name was Fudge...
Yeah. Lewis, what are you about to say? Just think about it.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on a path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
Colorado Springs man.
Yeah.
Hopes to be the fourth person to push a peanut. The fuck is this story? Colorado man hopes to be the fourth person.
Yeah, fourth.
Fourth person.
Not the first. Not the second. Not the third.
This
the
is
fourth.
Not news. Colorado Springs man hopes to be the fourth person to push a peanut up Pike's Peak.
No, Pike's Peak.
Pike's Peak. With his nose. With his nose.
Yeah, I mean, it's not really his nose. It's like a spoon ladly thing attached to his nose.
Colorado Springs man.
Yeah.
Hopes to be the fourth person to push a peanut up Pike's Peak with his nose.
Yeah.
What we have now is we have a picture of a man with a spoon. With a sort of a cooking soup spoon, like a ladle almost.
Yeah. Sort of strapped to his face.
Strapped to his face.
Yeah.
His nose, I guess.
He's got knee pads on.
He looks like he's got eye pads on as well, or something like...
He could have.
He's got weird, like... He's got knee pads on. He's on the floor like a sort of, like, a character, like, a bit out of The Exorcist. He looks like a weird animal, like an anteater or something like
that.
And he's obviously halfway up.
Pushing this peanut.
What I assume is a small, manageable mountain. What the fuck is this?
It's a good story, isn't it?
It's amazing.
Now, when I saw this story, I thought, maybe this would be bad to make fun of because he's raising money for charity.
Right.
He's not. He's raising awareness for a charity, which means nothing.
It's like thoughts and prayers.
Right? Yeah. Okay. So he's not making, he's not, you know.
He's thinking about
helping a charity. He's not asking people to give money or help the charity. He's just saying a charity's name.
This is the kind of thing where someone wants really badly to have a bath in some beans.
Right.
So they say it's for charity. Or they want to get fit, and so they do a fun run for charity.
Yeah.
But really...
But you want to get people to give
money.
They're not
actually getting any sponsors, no.
You want people to actually give money to the charity or do something that will help. Raise awareness doesn't really mean much of
Listen,
anything.
Listen, I applaud this. I want more people to get out there, sellotape a fucking spoon to their nose and push a peanut up a hill. I think we should...
We could do it. The Breckens, not too far away.
I want to see everyone out there doing this now.
Okay.
You know, I think that it would be really funny if they did.
This is what you're doing to me. You're doing this to me.
Well, they're not great at close range. I prefer to, like... I need to get, like...
Oh, my God. Then
getting old.
Okay.
The glasses are not... Listen up.
You need a pair of pince-nez.
I do. I need to change
but
it up.
But they're specifically for close, aren't they?
This is not news. But...
Yeah, that's why it's on the non-news,
this,
not news
It's themed. Still very funny.
Yeah.
I would like this to be more happening.
You haven't even seen what his name is.
Is it poo-related?
It's not poo-related.
Bob Salem.
Bob Salem.
Bob Salem.
Hmm. It looks like he's got the trunk of a very skinny elephant strapped to his nose, is what they say in the article.
Basically, I'm going to just sit here and low crawl my way up here and flick the peanut up the mountain, he says, laser focused on the task at hand.
Hmm.
He has made a homemade contraption onto his face, which is a mask from an sleep apnea machine with a black plastic serving spoon duct taped to it.
Mm.
He hopes to be the fourth person to successfully climb Pike's Peak on his hands and knees while pushing a peanut with his nose. So I'm
now, this
assuming...
is a very important detail. The fourth person.
I'm assuming...
Three other people have done this.
It must have made the news...
So this isn't even an original idea.
Previously. Can we find the other news
This
articles?
Isn't even an original idea to do this. So who is it? Bill Williams.
Okay. As a 26-mile round trip...
Jesus!
Hiking the 14,000 feet of Pike's Peak...
Jesus!
...is quite an accomplishment. In fact, Zebulon Pike, after whom the summit is named... A fucking space alien, by the sound of it.
His first name was Zebulon. My first name is Zebulon.
Okay.
I have discovered this mountain.
He didn't actually even climb it. He told his expedition that they would be able to climb the peak and be back for dinner, but didn't do it? What? Did they all die?
They should not name it after him. He didn't even climb it.
So they didn't climb it either. The first man to climb the peak didn't come along until 1820, when it was conquered by a man named Edwin James. But then there's Bill Williams, who decided that merely getting to the top of Pike's Peak wasn't challenging enough. What he thought would be really hard was getting a peanut to the top of the mountain with his nose.
Yeah.
Williams had already pushed a peanut 11 miles in 9 days in his hometown of Rio Hondo, Texas, and figured that a similar feat up Pike's Peak wouldn't be that much different. In fact, he was willing to bet on it.
£10,000.
I bet you 10 grand you couldn't push a peanut all the way up Pike's Peak within 22 days. So in 1929, Williams geared up in gloves, pants, with special knee pads, and a 2-foot-long nose prong strapped to his forehead that helped him keep the peanut in line.
Do you think there was a moment when he was near the top and then the peanut, like, rolled down the hill?
I think so, look.
Oh, my God, really? Where? Where?
The trip up the mountain ultimately took him 21 days, during which he went through at least 3 pairs of shoes, 12 pairs of gloves, and 150 peanuts. How did he know to bring so many pairs of gloves and shoes? How would you know?
Honestly, if I was going to set out and be the first person to do this, I wouldn't even consider that I would need more than one peanut.
Or a pair, more than one pair of shoes.
Like, I'm half an hour into it and my peanut's disintegrated. I'm like, well, I guess it's I'm
just,
fucked.
It's just dust. I just don't... There needs to be like a whole movie. There should be a movie about this.
Someone's got to check that he's not cheating.
I bet you Hollywood right? is optioning this right now, Tom. Do you want to direct? He says yes.
Oh my God.
He's available. But what would it be called?
Starring Zach Galifianakis as the Peanut Pusher Man. Why don't we call it just Peanuts?
Nut. That works because the man's a nut.
Oh my God.
And he's pushing a nut. Nut.
Nut. Although that is a synonym for cum. Is that going to be a problem?
I don't think so. I think that will bring in more of the young people.
Oh, yeah.
The TikTokers.
Nut.
One man's journey. To do what three other men did before.
I don't think I can do it, guys. That's the crying that he does, Zach Galifianakis.
Oh, yeah. Fuck me. Yeah. I wonder what was going on. I thought you'd fallen off the mountain.
No, that's his weird cry.
Battling squirrels who try to steal his peanut. Weird tourists. Jocks bullying him and calling him a loser. His son's crying. Nut. In cinemas now.
Nut. Coming this summer.
Very good, very good, very good. Oh. You just do it straight edge and they'll think, do they not know?
Do they not know? It's called fucking Nut. What's the hashtag going to be?
Hashtag nut movie.
Nut movie. It's not very original.
That's what it would be, though. That's literally what it would be. Can we get Fudge to play his wife?
Shanice Fudge?
Yeah.
Sure.
And then he can, the apricot cockapoo.
Is she going to be for or against it?
Oh. Against it. No one is supportive in these things.
We got twins on the way! And what are you doing pushing a peanut up a fucking mountain?
Listen.
All right, love, I'm just about to start pushing the peanut up the mountain. And he's doing the first push.
Ah, I'm going into labour!
So what else is in... non-news, let's move on.
We're in Somerset now. Somerset Live website.
Just down the road.
Taunton or Tanton.
Have you been to Taunton, Tanton?
I've been to Taunton. It's nice, actually, really nice.
Yeah, it is nice. Somerset way.
A small West Country town. And a woman was seen walking a banana on a lead. through the city centre, town centre. I don't know how, it's not really, I mean, she's walking, but the banana's not walking, it's being dragged.
Yeah, but I think that's the case with many animals.
Mm.
You know, their owners are in a hurry.
Yeah.
These little cockapoos. I'm sure that cockapoo's getting dragged to...
Oh my God.
...to places, you know?
Shanice would never drag her apricot cockapoo Nala
through anywhere. Sorry, it was just another normal day in the town, it says,
yeah,
as the subtitles. Is that like a little joke?
I think that it's a little ton in cheat.
Taunton in cheat. Earlier this week, there was an alleged UFO sighting. What? This is news.
Yeah, exactly. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the banana.
No, this is the same article.
Ignore the anything about a UFO, exciting, bright lights, people being beamed up into the sky. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. This is a banana.
Towards the end of Hammett Street, I'm ignoring all that stuff about the UFO, a local woman could be seen walking a banana on a lead while heading in the direction of 4th Street. Okay.
It's very important that we know.
It's important that we know it happened.
Hammett Street and 4th Street.
It is unclear why the woman was randomly walking through the town centre. Well, why do people walk anywhere, Somerset Live?
Well, no, it's like, why specifically did she have the banana on the lead? That's the issue.
Can you imagine if she turned around and her dog was gone and there was just a banana there? She'd be like, oh no!
Where's my dog?
Someone stole.
This is a banana!
That's almost what happened today.
Oh my God.
Just think about how you'd feel.
I would be heartbroken.
You know?
I would be heartbroken.
It is unclear, but it was fair to say it was brave of her to do so, considering how busy it was.
Mm.
Okay.
You know, the weather was good. You know, a lot of people out and about in Tartan.
Here's some funny comments from Twitter. What's the issue? She obviously had to split. Oh, that's like such
I understand.
A banana split.
A banana split what? So this is the guy that took the picture.
So this picture, this guy who took the picture was a guy called...
Max Waller. He's a cricketer.
Right, which is why this is news.
So he's famous. So
he's an influencer.
He's not an influencer. He's a cricketer.
No. He's an influencer.
Cricket club.
This is just like the dog poo. This is the same as the dog poo again.
He actually has a job and his job is to play cricket.
No, but people just tweet the guff off of his Twitter that he posts. He could have posted the dog poo picture and then that would be news. Max Waller steps in dog poo.
No, look.
On the front page.
Waller and Somerset County Cricket are in action on Saturday when they face Derbyshire at the Cooper Associates County Ground for a chance to play in the Vitality Blast semi-final.
Advert? This is just another advert news. It's like a veiled advert. Oh, look, okay, guys. Look, we need to advertise the Vitality Blast semi-final over at the cricket ground this week. The Cooper Associates cricket ground. Two adverts. And so they're like, oh, as old as any of the fucking people from the cricket club posted everything on their Twitter. Oh, one of them stepped in dog poo. Oh, one of them saw a banana on a lead. Oh, that'll do. Write an article about it. Not news.
There's probably loads of cricket.
Sorry,
grounds.
I got over it. I got angry there. At the
so,
end there.
Are you, what you're saying is this? You don't consider this to be news.
I like it though. It is nice
because the aim is that this isn't supposed to be news.
It's very funny.
It's a woman with a banana.
It is very funny.
What's happening? It's so random. Lol.
I read a thing. Right?
Oh God.
I read a thing that basically said. I'm paraphrasing, but someone much smarter wrote this.
Oh, okay. Okay, so this is your half-remembered thing, right? Yeah, okay.
We, in modern society, are able to do things like this, okay?
Walk a banana on the lead, okay.
And also, like,
we are.
Swear
yeah.
in public, like cuss, and do all sorts of things that we do, much more than in history, because... She's unlikely to be burned as a witch, right, for this, right? But maybe in, like, oldie England, they'd see this and they'd be like, Mabel's walking a banana. That is a cursed object.
They're banana. Wait a minute. They wouldn't have bananas.
Yeah. Exactly. That would be weirder if it happened.
What is this strange device? I think this is her familiar. She is in league with Satan. She must be burned.
Yes. Burn her.
Prepare the steak.
Oh, no, let's not burn her. Let's freeze.
And some Hasselback potatoes.
No. Let's freeze her.
Yes.
With the milk, and then we can make a banana split. Very funny, Mabel.
What? A banana split.
You don't know what it is.
A banana split.
It's not very nice.
Should we look it up?
You know what a banana split is. You're just being weird.
Banana split? Split. Speedy.
Do you reckon it's named
classic.
After the town of Split in Croatia?
Oh, Split. Bananas, vanilla ice cream.
Here's a quick recipe
nuts,
that we've Googled for banana
sauce,
split.
Cherries on top.
Cut the bananas in half lengthwise.
So it's a milkshake.
Come back up. Cut the bananas in half lengthwise and put into bowls.
Oh.
Scoop out two large scoops of vanilla ice cream into each bowl. Top with chopped hazelnuts and a good drizzle of chocolate sauce. Finish with a cocktail cherry. 0 stars.
0 ratings.
Oh, yeah. But with just five... You can rate it. You have to be signed in.
I've got to be signed in. Register. I can't be asked.
I don't know why you go down these routes.
That's classic banana split. Okay, so how do you rate the non-news PP?
It was great. I loved
non-news.
It. Wow, it was a it was experience, wasn't it, today?
Have we learnt anything?
I feel about 1 hour older.
Yeah, that's not really learning. Like,
I've learned that people will do anything to get noticed.
Right. Okay.
Won't they?
That seems to be,
you know,
posting on social media for
a Love Island star is literally posting pictures of her getting dog poo on her feet. This, because that's, I guess, the most fucking interesting thing that's happened to her that day.
Yeah.
A man has so much free time or just bizarre, something's wrong with him. He wants to push a peanut up a hill.
Jakey has a job.
And the cricket star on his day off was so amused by a woman walking a banana that it was the most interesting thing that happened in Taunton that
ever.
Week. Yeah. Or that month. So do you know what? I think we're in a good place. You know?
Yeah.
I think we're fine. If this is what PP is now, I'm down with it. You know?
Okay.
It was a pleasant PP. All the stories were
PPP.
Positive. A positive, pleasant PP.
Oh, a PPPP.
Yeah, I'd say. And popular. It was popular too.
A PPPPPPPPPPP.
Yeah.
That was five, right?
Yeah, I think so. I wasn't counting. But yeah, well, the peanut pusher up Pike's Peak.
Oh my God!
Peanut pusher up Pike's Peak.
I didn't notice.
Positive.
Subconsciously, I must have like been drawn to it.
I think so.
Because of all of the pee-pees.
Yeah.
Anyway. How do we end this? How do we end this?